Think I'm on now. Okay, so
what can I say? But thank you for inviting me. And amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody. All right. So I just want to say this. Dr. Lou Saliverdi and his wife, Mary Lou, have been truly treasures to my life. Truly treasures to my, we've been through the war, if you will. And we came through our doctoral program together. I think he was at Seminary at Ease for your master's. Yeah, so we, although we didn't, our ships didn't pass to our master's degrees, we came through the doctorate program, of which I didn't think I was going to make it. After a while, I said, hey, look, forget this thing. I said, forget it. So, but the Lord graciously allowed us to come through our doctorate together. What about me in Philadelphia? Help! That's all I want to say to you. Come down and help us. But we are dependent on the Lord. Not us, but Him. Not us, but Him. We have a plethora of problems down there. Drugs, guns, alcohol, stealing. Anything you want to name is in Philadelphia. You know, I did 30 years at the VA, drug and alcohol counselor, and we saw the ravages that drugs and alcohol can put on a life. We saw the ravages, and we know the way out. As a matter of fact, drugs, pharmakei, that is the Latin or Greek derivative. From that derivative, you have sorcery, you have drugs, pharmakei, pharmacy, and witchcraft, all from one word. So you see how the enemy is working in that. And we are pastoring down in Philadelphia, and we have to deal with drugs and alcohol and, of course, homelessness and fatherlessness. So those are the problems that we have to deal with. And fathers, stick home. Stay home. And be the fathers that you can be, because 72% of African-American children are born into single-parent families. That is the devastating glitch, if you will, that we have on our families. 72%. It is horrendous. However, the Lord God is our Father. And those children can find the greatest Father in the world in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now we go on to our message, and we want to say happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday. Amen. Happy birthday to Dr. Saliverdi. You know, we celebrate birthdays in Christ Evangelical, and we just wanted to say that to him. And I got the wrong notes. I don't know how. I wasn't ready for this, but I have the wrong notes. Excuse me for 1 minute. That's the right one. Okay. My brains were in my briefcase. My brains were in my briefcase. So let me see if I can get the PowerPoint up here. And my clicker is not working. Is it? Pointed where? Oh, pointed this way. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay, the Blessed Hope. Oh, thank you. I'm like, I gotta look around. This screen is right there. Thank you. So the blessed hope, and you find in John chapter number 3, if you would turn there with me. And Brother Lou asked me to preach about 2 hours since I had to come so far. So, so get ready. So, hey, with that breakfast, hey, thank God for Al, Brother Al there, I'll tell you. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. I dare say I need my eyes. I can't see without my eyes. Oh boy, everybody got their cell phones? You better click them off, okay? Okay, thank you. John chapter 14. Thank you. Now I can see. Everybody have the passage. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to get this preacher out of here quick, just start saying amen. I said, they got it. I'm gone. All right. Okay. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, are many mansions, dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I'm going somewhere. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, and I will go, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there will you be also. What a promise. Hallelujah. I feel like shouting. But I ain't gonna shout here. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We ask that you would give us preaching grace, that you would, by your own spirit, make the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. This passage is Jesus's swan song, if you will. He is about to leave his disciples. And the disciples are in a state of crux. They're in, he's saying, I'm going away. And if I go, and I will go, I'll come again and receive it myself. Now, as he began to explain this, Thomas said, Lord, where are you going? And we know not the way. Jesus said, I, ego eimi, the same ego eimi that Moses spoke to. And Moses said, Lord, who would I say when I go back and tell your people the Lord sent me to deliver you? Who will I say sent me? And he said, ego eimi, I am. Oh, I am whatever you need. I am. And the Lord Jesus picks up that in John chapter 14, ego eimi, I am. And Thomas said, well, where's the way? And where are you going that we can't come? Jesus said, I am the way. You don't have to know all the crooks and turns that the Lord will take you, but I am the way. Not only am I the way, but I am the truth along this way. And I am the life, L-I-F-E, life. If you want to follow me to where I am. Then, of course, he says, down in verse number 9, I have been with you so long time, and yet you have not known me, Philip. He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, show us the Father? Well, he wanted to see the Father. Well, Jesus, now listen, Jesus is God first. He's not God second. He's God first, who became a man. Okay? He is God who became a man. And so he says, why do you say, show us the Father? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Do you not believe that I am in the, this is the holy union that the Lord Jesus is explaining here. This is a mystery. This is something we can't really understand, but he is saying, okay, I'm gonna swing this rope by you. And when it swings, you just grab hold to it and just swing with it, because you will never understand the complete union of Jesus and God. We will never understand our union with God completely. But he says, do you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. The works you see me doing, no one can do but God. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. He will do because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, here's another outstanding promise. Whatever you ask, I hope you're doing a lot of asking. I don't care if God says no, you still ask. Whatever you ask in my name, and it doesn't mean, well, in Jesus' name. That's good. But it means in his authority, in his power. It means that your will is joined to God's will. Not that God is joined to your will, but your will is joined to God's will. In my name, whatever you ask in my name, he will do it also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be. Listen, our total picture on earth ought to be to the glory of God. I don't care what you're doing. If you're sucking a lollipop, it ought to be to the glory of God. If you can't suck it to the glory of God, just throw it away. Whatever you do, do to the honor and glory of God, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, that's a deep one there. On the cross, walking the dusty roads of Judea and Galilee, being denied by Peter, being given away by Judas Iscariot. And you will run into some of these problems. You'll run into some of these people, but for the glory of God. That the Father may glorify. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I say it again. I hope you're doing a lot of asking. If you love me, I mean, this is the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples, and he's saying to them, if you really love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love him, keep my commands. And I will pray to Father, and he will give you another helper. Now, this word another is very interesting and very critical, because he says alelon, that's the Greek word. But there, you know, and that means another just like me. I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper just like me, that he may abide with you forever. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. And he said, you ought to be glad. You ought to be happy that I'm going away. Because if I go, I will send him back to you. The Spirit of truth that the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus is saying he is in you. He says, I'm going, I'm leaving. Because I am corporeal, I am in flesh. So therefore, when I send him, he is not seen, and he will be in you. The Lord Jesus is in you. Hallelujah. He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. Now he's saying, look, there's another word for alelon or other. It's eteros. That is another of another kind. But he says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as fatherless, as just out there by yourself. I can't do it, but he can. I can't do it, but he can. I will not leave you as orphans. And here he goes, verse 19, a little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live, you also will live. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father and you in me. This is that union with Christ, and I in you. I'm in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. Don't try to just enjoy it. Don't try to understand it. Just enjoy it. I don't try to understand that car there. I just put the key in, turned over. I just drive it. I enjoy it. I just enjoy it. And you tell me about enjoy this union with Christ. And then he goes down to verse 20. At that day, and of course 21, he says, you and he who has my commandments will keep them. It is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest. I will make known myself to him. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, in a little while, I'm going away, but you ought to be glad. But I'm coming back. I will come back to receive you unto myself. So he is going, but he's coming back. Let's see if I can point this. Did I do it right? Nope. Okay. Like a thief in the night. Okay. That's how he's coming back. Thieves go around at night, not in the daytime. They use night as a covering. Thief in the night. And then, of course, Jesus is coming back again. And, of course, he's coming back. First and foremost, he's coming back for his saints. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, he's coming back for his saints. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He said, I do not want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren and sisterin too, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. Hopelessness is all over the world, but hopelessness is in America too. There's hopelessness in marriage. There's hopelessness just in individual lives, and people are killing themselves. There's hopelessness in children's lives. There's hopelessness in the lives of people who have no work. There's hopelessness. But we have this as a blessed hope. Those who are in Christ Jesus have the hope that he is coming back, and he's coming back for us. We have the hope to give to the world, to give to the world. Wherever you go, you light it up. Wherever you step, there is light that has pierced the darkness. And listen, when you are in a dark room, all you have to do is strike a match, and of course, the match always wins. When you go into a room, it lights up, and you always win. For I do not believe that, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep. Another word for death. Amen. And death is a one out of one winner among mankind. God pronounced the sentence of death when Adam and Eve decided we're going not your way, but we're going our way. God said to Adam, from thus you have come, and to thus you will go. Everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die. But we're going to die happy. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to die happy. Amen. Somebody. Listen, when I leave home, I tell my wife, look, my bags are packed. If I don't make it back, see ya. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gone. Hallelujah. You ought to be happy about this. I'm out of here. You know, my pastor is 90. He'll be 90 this February. And he has lost his wife. And he's alone. And he is longing to go home. He's trying to get out of here. I'm trying to keep him here. He said, I don't want to stay. I want to go. And so I can understand his loneliness. But you see, the Lord has him here for a reason. And until he lets you go, you can't go anywhere. And so he says, listen, stay a little while longer, preach a little while longer, teach a little. And so he says, listen, this is what the Apostle Paul says. If we believe that Jesus died, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so will God bring with him. He's going to bring them with him, those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you that by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. You're not going to get ahead of those who are 6 feet under. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven. Let me see if I can. That's a chart of the second coming. He will descend from heaven. I don't know. Well, that's where he went up. Well, it should be about 40 days after the cross. 40 days. the Lord Jesus was taken up. After he was taken up from the earth, okay, this is 2000, listen, this is the church age, approximately 2000 years counting. Whenever God's, Israel is our clock. Israel is our clock. That's telling us when the Lord is coming back. If you want to check, if you want to check out when the Lord is coming back, you go to Matthew 24. He said, these things will happen before I come, listen, before I come all the way back. Matthew is for the Jewish community. He's talking about what will happen in Israel and in the world. He said, before I come all the way back, these things will happen. However, we are going to be taken up right here, the church. The bride of Christ will be taken up and we will be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The marriage, the rapture. Hallelujah. The word rapture is not in the text, but the catching up. That is the Latin, the catching up, the snatching up. You won't be late for this one. That's right. He just going, whatever you get, let's go. Boom. We're out of here. Snatch you up. Okay, so the church will be snatched up. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. It's going to be a shout. With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. For the dead in Christ will rise first. They're coming up first. In the sea, wherever they, in the fire, wherever they've been, in the graves, they're coming up first. God, listen, listen. God is concerned about this. He has put it back in the, he said, listen, you're going back into the earth. You will be sown in corruption. You will be raised in incorruption. You will be sown in mortality. You will be raised to immortality. We will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. We will be changed and we shall be like him in every form. Right now, we're not like him quite. Quite. We still carrying the load on our, but our old man is decreasing, the new man is increasing day by day. So he says here, the Lord is going to send, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up, raptured together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Where are we going to meet him? In the air. You can stay here if you want. I'm going up. I was talking to a Jehovah's Witness, and I didn't know he was a Jehovah's Witness. He was doing a sealing in the church, and I was just talking to him. I don't know why we got around to talking about the resurrection. I said something. I said, listen, I'm leaving here. He said, you're leaving here? I said, yeah, I'm taking off. I'm going to heaven. He said, you going to heaven? I said, yeah, I'm going to heaven. He said, I stay here. He was a Haitian. He said, I stay here. I said, wait a minute. I said, you know the Lord? Yes. But I stay here. I said, how you going to stay here and you know the Lord? How is that? You staying here, but you know, I began to realize my niece is Jehovah's Witness. And I realized that he was Jehovah's Witness. I said, okay. I said, are you a Jehovah's Witness? He said, yes. I said, you can stay here. I'm going there. I'm going there. I don't know about you. I said, you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. He said, I'm catching you up. You'll be caught up in the cloud. I said, where's the clouds? I said, that's up, right? I said, that's where I'm going. You can follow me if you want, but if you don't, see ya. All right? We who are alive and remain shall be caught up, shall be snatched up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. That is the word of the Lord. To meet him in the air. Hallelujah. And thus we shall always, hallelujah, we shall always be with the Lord. Ah, yes. I mean, that ought to resonate in your soul. That ought to just give you some happy. Oh, yeah. So shall we ever. He's coming back for us. He will descend. He's in the third heaven now. Third. Paul said, I was caught up. See how we know the three heavens? Paul said, I was caught up in the third heaven. I don't know, maybe we got some more out there. He said, look, I was caught up in the third heaven. I seen things and I heard things that are not lawful for me to tell you about. I got a restriction on my mouth. I can't even tell you what I saw and heard, but I'll tell you a little bit. And so, I mean, it's just indescribable of what the Lord is prepared for us. He's coming back for us. We will be caught up in the clouds, in the air, to be with the Lord forever. I read the end of the book. We win. I just said, let me go to the end of the book. We win. Oh, we win. Hallelujah. We win. Hallelujah. He's coming back for his saints. When and how is taken up in other scriptures, Matthew 24, etc., etc. I don't have time to deal with all that, but if you go to Jude chapter, 14, it's only one chapter there, but Jude 14. And it speaks to the Lord coming back with his saints. Not only is he coming back for his saints, but he's coming back with his saints, with his saints. Jude 14. Now, everybody got that? Now, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, hallelujah. He was the seventh one from Adam. Seven is one of those numbers that you love to grab onto. Seven. The Lord rested on the seventh day. Yeah. And we're waiting for Daniel's 70th week to begin. We had 69 and then a pause. We had a pause with Daniel's 70. That's a 69th week, and then there is a parenthetical pause. God said, this is grace. It's a grace pause. I'm bringing into my kingdom the Gentiles. Now, if the falling out of Israel has been to your benefit, what shall be the coming in of Israel? Hallelujah. It says the nations will surround my people. Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Iran, Egypt. They are surrounding her. He said, and they will pounce on it. The United Nations. I went to back door. The United Nations, as you just, some of you heard, have all voted against Israel. They did the wrong. I mean, God said, oh, come on. That is the only piece of real estate in the entire world that God gave to a people forever. He said, this is your land. This is your land. This is your land. Now, the United Nations, well, no, you got it wrong, God. This is our land. God said, okay. All right. Well, that's the war, but we're coming back with his saints. Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about these men who were saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints. Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of, he's coming back with his saints. Up. I keep going back to that. There we go. He's coming back with his saints right here. He's coming back for his saints. He's coming back with his saints all the way to the earth. Okay. He's coming back with his saints. With us. Riding on white horses. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's coming back to all the way to the earth from where he left from. The exact place. The exact timing. He's coming back where he left from. Look at Acts chapter 1 verse 11 for a minute. Acts chapter 1 verse 11. Look at dyslexic. Acts chapter 1 verse 11. This is what the angel said to those men, those disciples of his who were wondering. Everybody there? Who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? Why do you stand here? Why? This same Jesus. The same one who got up from the dead. The same one with the nail prints in his hand. The same one with the nail with the scar in his side from the spear. This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Now, what are you doing here? Looking up. You should be looking around. You see, God has two commandments that cover them all. What is the first two great commandments? Love God. And God got you. Now we need to love our neighbor. We need to send this message to America. Okay? I don't care which way you voted. We love you. We want to do what is right for you. Listen. And so why are you standing looking up? I'm not preaching this so you can go out and, but when are you coming back? You know, it's like you have the children in the car. Are we there yet? Mommy, Dad, are we? You know, we've only been traveling like, you know, 2 hours. And are we there yet? You know, right? Are we there yet? So, listen, when we get there, we will be there. You know, and the Lord takes us, listen, on our detours. You know, you going on a trip, we got to stop to the Wawa. Got to stop at Wawa, you know, get your coffee and all that. Well, are we there yet? No, you're not there. We're going on a trip. We're going on a journey. And then you get a flat tire. On the journey, you're going to have some flat tires. You're going to have some accidents. On the journey, there's going to be some people who are going to smack you. I'm telling you. I'm sorry. I know. I try to avoid them too. But I just can't. Okay? We will have accidents on the way to heaven. Accidents. Undoubtedly, some of our people will perish, die. But we're on our way to heaven. So he says, listen, why are you gazing up into the heavens? Why are you? Get busy. Spread my love to the world. ABC, NBC, CNN, they're not going to spread this kind of love. They don't have this kind of message. They cannot. You go. He left the world in the hands of 12 disciples. I've trained you, I've taught you, and I'm leaving this to you. 12 disciples. Hallelujah. He had faith in them. Well, Peter didn't have faith in himself, and the rest of them were back of him. He said, but I'm leaving this to you. Now go and what? Wait first. Go and wait for the power, for the promise of the Father. Hallelujah. You can't, but he can. Go and wait for him, and you will be endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. And 10 days later, Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. And they were filled with power. Peter preached. 3,000 people were saved. Hallelujah. Swept into the kingdom. And the people wanted to know, well, the people who were in authority, the Jewish authority, said, well, wait a minute. Where and who gave you this power? And Peter began to preach to them. You with wicked and evil hands have crucified the Lord of glory. But he rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. Peter preached with power. Now what you going to do about this? Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Ghost will make you do. And so he said, why I stand you here? Go and give my message to the world. He's coming back for his saints. He's coming back, and he's coming back with his saints. And he is coming back real soon. Back to what? Revelation? Chapter number 22. Revelation 22, verse 7 and 21. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of this prophecy. And verse 12, I said 20, verse 12. And he says the same thing. Behold, I am coming quickly. And my reward. Hallelujah. You didn't know you get a reward. You get a reward. Hallelujah. Whatever you did, whatever you do, you will get a reward. And my reward is with me to give everyone according to his work. He is coming back soon. A better word, you're studying the book of Revelation. A better word there would be, you know, he's coming back soon. So soon is, 2,000 years. I don't got my calendar. so soon, that soon, 2,000. Well, I mean, are we there yet? We've been traveling all this time. 2000. I'm coming back soon. Wait a minute. What is he talking about? I'm coming back soon. See, you know, your mom and dad, they know how, you know, when we get there, we're going to have a good time at the beach. But until we get there, we got to go meandering around this road. Because we got some stops to make. We got some people to talk to. But I just want to know, are we there yet? We're going to get there. Hold on to your seats. I think we are about right here. 1159 or 50 something. We're about there. It's getting close. It's getting close. But he says, I'm coming back. Watch this. Suddenly. A better word would be suddenly. When I come, I'm, boom, I'm out of here. When I come, it will be suddenly. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, you can't even bat your eye that fast. Boom, you out of here. Whoa, through walls, through concrete, through everything. You are out of here. Cataclysmic upheavals. Upheavals will happen all over this earth because his people will be gone. And he who letteth will be taken out of the way. The Holy Spirit will be taken out of. Oh, Lord, the Holy Spirit is not here. You know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. The man of sin. Oh, Lord. You better pray for him now. Because you won't get a chance later. Your prayers now will work for them later. After we're gone, my mother's, you know, she left here in 1988, and her prayers are still working for this old boy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mama, for praying for me. He is coming back soon. I'm telling you, soon, suddenly. My question to you this morning is, are you ready? Are you ready? I don't know, you know, some here may be saved, maybe not. But if you're not, this is the time that the Lord is calling you to himself. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because if he were to come right now, if you have not bowed to the cross, you will be here. And all of somebody will be gone. Are you ready? Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for your love.